is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Former President Trump's rallying voters right now in New Hampshire just hours after winning an endorsement from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
I appreciate that, and I also look forward to working with Ron and everybody else to defeat crooked Joe Biden. We will have to get him out.
CBS's Robert Costa has more now from Manchester.
Ultimately, this decision came down to political viability, according to two people close to the Florida governor. They said that DeSantis wanted to stay in, but didn't see a path ahead to the nomination, and started to acknowledge privately that former President Donald Trump was likely to be the nominee.
Nikki Haley is still in the race, but polling second in New Hampshire. And President Biden skipping New Hampshire altogether to stump with Vice President Kamala Harris this week in Virginia. But this woman's still rooting for him from the Granite State.
Trying to save democracy. Because if we have Trump again 4 more years, it's going to be a disaster for the country.
Abortion is expected to be a big issue for Biden this week. A desperate search for two Navy SEALs is over.
The U.S. Navy has called off the search for two Navy SEALs lost at sea while trying to board a ship carrying weapons from Iran to the Houthis in Yemen. The boarding took place last week in 7-foot seas off the coast of Somalia. The first SEAL lost his grip on the ladder as he was trying to climb aboard, and the second SEAL dove in after him.
That's CBS's David Martin. The military has not released their names yet. Here at home, at least 94 people have now died in sub-freezing temperatures across the country. But the cold is expected to finally let up in a few days. Meteorologist Jacob Wyckoff's in Boston.
We start to see a few snow showers arrive into the area as we go into late Tuesday night and into Wednesday. Doesn't look like a big storm, but it does look like snowfall nonetheless.
A new study shows a growing number of Americans are feeling better about their economic futures. Here's CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics says Americans' perceptions are finally catching up with reality.
They're seeing the low unemployment, lots of jobs, wage growth is strong. It's stronger than the rate of inflation, so their real incomes, purchasing power is improving.
Another perk? Prices at the pump nationwide are averaging about $3 a gallon for regular unleaded.
AAA says California drivers are still paying the most at $4.50 a gallon. And the plastics are still pulling rank at the box office. Mean Girls banked another $11.7 million for the number one spot in theaters this weekend. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Max Inc. Radio, The Rousers. Oh yeah. Baby, it'll be all right. I'm gonna take it to the hospital tonight. Oh yeah. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Happy Saturday evening across Wisconsin, broadcasting to you on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie, or see the full menu and all the events at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue or stop by their website at weikert-lakepoint.com. One of the great pleasures I get out of doing this radio show is debuting new music for you. Super excited about this. There used to be a band called I Am Dragon Rocker, and they rocked. Well, and also Johnny Likes Noise, too. Members from I Am Dragon and Johnny Likes Noise are now Peacemaker. This is brand new, debuted here on Max Inc. Radio. The song is called Crusher. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc on Civic Media. We are local music with Peacemaker, a debut music double dip for the 8 o'clock hour. Goodness gracious. That was Jumpstart, Crusher before that. So rocker John Stover, he's a hell of a guy, you know. he's been so excited about this album coming out. He's like sent me variations of the mix as they go along, and I've been kind of following along with the progress of the album.
Yeah.
It's finally done. They recorded at Acme Sound Studios with Tim Consequence.
Oh, okay, sure.
Who does a great job here in the Madison music scene. And we play a lot of music that Tim plays. But the new Peacemaker is really good. Looking forward to having the guys here in the studio to tell us all about the album. And no shows on the books for them right now. But I'm sure they're going to be getting out soon here in 2024 now that the album is done.
That's right. We're going to have them in here pretty soon talking.
That's right. They're playing in the Lair, right?
Where
are they?
Not in the Lair quite yet, but we were talking about doing an interview with them, about this brand new album that just came out that we just got, that's like red hot, that's like never been heard before.
Never been heard before, except for tonight here on Max Inc. Radio. And of course, those in the studio recording it. Jimmy K and Rocker here. Terry still snowed in. It's like an avalanche on Madison, southeast side of Madison. It's just she's covered in a blanket of snow and ice right now.
I know. The bottom of my driveway, Jimmy, was pretty tough to get out, but they got us plowed out by mid-afternoon. But now, Jimmy, we have Blame It on Kane, singer Sam Betcher. He's here. He's going to tell us about, you know, Blame It on Kane, their new album that's out. But they were supposed to play in the Lair tonight, and they couldn't. And I found out that the drummer, right, he snowed in.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives out in the country, so yeah. Apparently the drifts out there, they had 18 inches.
Yeah,
where he's out there. So
where is he?
What's that?
He's in Richfield.
Richfield.
Okay, so he was in that big band that got some lake enhancement snow and
yeah,
got a bunch, you know.
Wow.
So we're doing a replay of a Lair from November rocker.
That's right. When we had Feastette, which is they're a sextet and you know lounge jazz that's really amazing, totally original, and the trumpet player. Jimmy, you got to hear this guy.
Oh, I
really
heard
awesome.
I was listening to it.
Oh, you heard it.
Rob Roberts was filling in for me that night. But
that's right.
I was listening. I was amazed. I was here before the show, actually, and saw the whole setup and everything, and amazing. The thing I took from that Lair was the female vocal.
Oh, yeah.
Just so good. It was awesome. And it's jazz on a cold night in Madison. Why not, you know?
Amazing. It's going to be a really great show. I mean, we should play it over and over and over.
We have a lot of good bands booked in the Lair coming up in the immediate future, Rocker. Who are some of the highlights that you're excited about coming to see?
Well, Jimmy, just next week is going to be the Almas. And they won the Josie Award for Rock Band of the Year down in Nashville. And they're from New Munster, Wisconsin. So we'll have the Almas next week. Then coming up the week after that, Jimmy, 127, January 27th, Miss Megan Owens. She's back from Hawaii, and she's booking shows around Madison, and she'll be in here playing in the Lair on the 27th of January. And then coming up, the Listening Party from Milwaukee, Joe Richter from Milwaukee, Secret Menu, a Madison pop punk band. They're going to be in here on the 17th of February. The UW Mad Hatters.
Yeah, I know. They were in here not too long. That's an a cappella group, right?
That's right. I think they're nine. They're going to be bringing in nine singers to sing all kinds of crazy songs for us. Just them. Kaylin Cole is going to be coming back, making a repeat appearance. She's an amazing country artist from Baraboo, who also spends a lot of time in Nashville. And the Civil Engineers. After August, Lyndon the Zeros, Josh Hardy, Diana Jones from Milwaukee, The Mascot Theory, Butterbrick, Brian Bethke, who we just heard some music for. So all kinds of really good shows coming up. A concert here every week.
If a band wanted to play live in the Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, how do they do that? How do they get a hold of you to make this happen?
Jimmy, they can just send an email to music@civicmedia.us and, you know, tell us, hey, we want to be interviewed. We have music. You know, we want to play in the Lair. There's multitudes of things you can do. And especially, too, send us your MP3s because
yes.
We'd love to play your music, but we can't play it unless you send it to us.
We need the actual files. MP3 Wave is great. We just can't, you know, FCC policy. Don't let us
stream Spotify. So send us the files.
Yuck.
Music@civicmedia.us. Rocker, big game tomorrow. The Packers are playing Dallas for the first round of the playoffs. We're going to win, right?
Jimmy, I think so. Should we hear another one of those songs?
Yeah, this is an old standby favorite of everybody. Everybody. It's the Weisenheimers on Max Inc. Radio.
Well, there's a town in Wisconsin. It's not quite as big as LA. But we got something they don't have, and we're gonna see them today. Go, you Packers, go, go. Go, you Packers, go, go.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. On Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
She drives around in her punk rock car. She stays in the city and doesn't go far. Punches the clutch, hits the accelerator. In a cloud of dust, she shouts, I'll see you later. There's a tape deck in the dash. The Ramones, the Pixies, the Bleeding, and the Clash. She's driving real safe. She doesn't want to smash. She's gotta go to work. She's gone in a flash. She's gone.
going to her job in the punk rock car. Mixtapes on the floor in the punk rock car. They're going to a show in the punk rock car. 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 Pax and her friends, they're going to a show. Their faces are lit up by the dashboard glow. The car is paid for, nobody is owed. Freedom and fun are their cargo. She's gotta go to work in the punk rock car. She's giving people rides in the punk rock car. There are coins on the floor in the punk rock car. Punk rock car. Punk rock car. Color like November sky gray. Who's your dude sticker on display?